Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Faith into Action podcast, where we talk about how Catholics are putting their faith into action in the Diocese of Joliet, and you can too. We're joined today by Father Burke Masters, pastor of St. Isaac Jogues in Hinsdale, and Katie Chowdhury, our lifelong lay formation lead here at the Blanchette Center. Thank you both for making time for this. Well, Father, very important topic, especially coming out of COVID. We're talking today about how to build community in your parish. People are really looking for community. So, general question, but why is community and fellowship important in the Christian walk?
Yeah, I think one scripture that really stands out for me is Acts 2:42. To know that we're not alone on this journey, but we're meant to be in community. And the early Christian community shared four things in common in Acts 2:42. They shared prayer. They shared the teaching of the apostles, which we would say catechism today and church fathers teaching, the breaking of the bread, the Eucharist, the sacraments. And then the fourth thing is community. And, we need others on this journey. And I know in the places that I've grown the most in my life, it's been walking with other brothers and sisters in Christ and not walking alone on this journey.
Yeah, I feel like we're pretty good at the first three oftentimes. The last one we can tend to think is an add-on, but St. Augustine actually said friendship is essential in the growth in holiness, the pursuit of holiness. Katie, what about you as a young mom raising your kids? Why has that been important to you in your life?
I think that it's really important to see other people and to be able to share that same faith, finding people that have faith and being able to have really meaningful conversations, not just surface level, but to share the really good things that are happening in our life, in our day to day, and to see where God's hand is in all of that.
Yeah, I think that's an important part of fellowship, is it's not just necessarily talking about religious things all the time, but where is God in each of our lives? I'll tell you, moving here, I needed fellowship. Now, thankfully, we just talked to Father Mark last episode about Fit Shepherds. That group was that fellowship for me. But, you know, everyone kind of needs that tribe and that close friend. I think an interesting phenomenon nowadays is people don't know how to maybe form community, though, or say, hey, will you be my friend? We sometimes need training wheels to do that. Now, programs can help facilitate that. So why don't we talk about another group you've been instrumental and the founder of would be Formed. Now, I'm new to the diocese. Okay, I just got here this summer. When I heard about this, I almost couldn't believe it. Over 1,000 participants, diocesan grown in over 20 parishes and in less than 2 years. And then as I learned about it, I really realized this has all the bells and whistles of the great programs out there, but you could choose what you wanted. It could be as fast or as slow as you wanted. It was very approachable. Why did you start Be Formed? Well, basically, maybe start with what is Be Formed for folks that don't know. I know a lot do know. And then why'd you start it?
Yeah, so I was sitting down with Katie and Rick Irwin, one of our friends, and we were planning the next phase of Exodus 90, but COVID had started. So this is in
summer of 2020.
You started something new that grew in COVID.
In COVID.
And it's growing post-COVID as well.
It is, yes. Yeah. So we were thinking, because Exodus and Fiat 90 were very ascetical, we thought people, they're being ascetic enough.
It's
in
intense.
Yeah.
It's intense.
So we thought, let's build something that is flexible,
that
meets people where they're at and helps them take one step closer to Jesus. And so that's how this brainstorm be formed about. And just briefly, the nuts and bolts of it is, they have small groups that meet weekly, and within the small group, they're matched up with prayer partners. So there's a one-on-one element. There's a small group of anywhere from 3 to maybe 12. A few groups are a little bit bigger, but that's okay. And then monthly, we gather the small groups together in one large group so that people see that they're part of something much bigger than themselves. And with COVID, there was the virtual element. So small groups, most of them, I think, were virtual to start with. And now some of them, you know, have gone in person, especially as more and more parishes have come on board. It's a great way of forming small communities within the larger community of the parish. And it's really been It's grown much more than we expected.
Would you talk a little bit about the content? What's covered in those small groups?
Yeah, so we call them seasons. So Rick was a baseball player too. So we're all baseball, softball players. And so instead of just having it be a class, you know, it'd be something more fun. So we call it a season. And each season we cover a different topic. So there's an intellectual formation for everyone. And so we've covered discipleship, the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. We've covered prayer from the catechism. We've covered the mass, and then now we're doing the sacraments. And so what we want to do is we want to form hearts and minds. You know, Jesus says, love the Lord your God with your whole heart, soul, and mind. So this is forming minds. We also encourage them to do Lectio Divina on a daily basis where their hearts are being formed. And then we have that community element of, you know, one-on-one, small group, and large groups. It's some of the best things that I've experienced from Crucio, Exodus 90, and seminary and formation.
Yeah.
And then there's a commitment card that we have that actually came from my work as a vocation director. And people can choose from the intellectual pillar, spiritual, human, and pastoral.
Yeah.
And they can pick one thing on there and say, on the next 90 days, that's how long a season is. I'm going to focus on this. And it may just be one thing, but I'm going to do this well. And I want to do it to where I'm not done after 90 days, but that I can continue to build on my spiritual life afterward.
Well, interesting thing about that too, is there's all those studies about how long does it take to build a habit? People used to think it was 21 days. It's much longer than that from what I've read. 90 days sounds like you'll get it done. 3 months of doing it. But that accountability piece now, couple things I loved about it too were, well, there's like a different priest every week. These priests are teaching the people, forming the people. You're getting to know the priests of the diocese, which is great for me as a newcomer. But then secondly is, in addition to the community aspect, you talk about personal improvement. You could use this program to overhaul your life because there's tons of options for physical improvement, mental, social. But again, for me, I was coming into this in a season of, I've just started some habits, but I've just moved. I want to keep them going. So with my prayer partner, I said, hey, can you help me make sure I keep doing what I've been doing? And, you know, I was able to commit at a level I could and at the pace of life I was in. So very flexible.
Yeah, and I think I found that when people have those two things in place where they have accountability and encouragement. So that's what the prayer partners are doing. They're encouraging them, saying, yes, you can do it. I'm praying for you. And also the accountability, saying, remember, we talked about this. Let's do this together. That's where people experience growth. I think we've all experienced Lent when I'm just trying to do this myself. I fail, and then I just quit. There's nobody there encouraging me on the journey.
You're helping people make friends, too. I mean, you're helping people make really good friends.
And that happened, Katie, some of the friendships that we've seen formed and just over just less than 2 years have been incredible.
Mm-hmm. And back to authenticity in the friendship, that it's not surface level, but they get to know each other on a surface level, but then it goes deeper in their small groups because they keep meeting and they're praying together and they're working together and they're sharing life. So authentic friendships have blossomed left and right.
No doubt. I mean, this is something a parish staff could do as well. So our Blanchette Center has a group, and getting to know everyone in the different areas here through it has been wonderful, praying for one another. Could you all share maybe a specific story that really resonates? I mean, that you think about often of someone impacted or a group impacted through the process of BeForm?
Yeah, I think so. I just got to St. Isaac Jogues July 1st. And so we were a year and a half into BeFormed. And I thought, I want to make this the adult formation, but not just like education, but it's the kind of the community builder in our parish. And one of the places that I really wanted to focus on were like young adults, because it's an area of our church that is often overlooked. And so somebody told me about this one school mom, and they said, she's a go-getter. She's a community builder. Mm-hmm. And so I went to her and I said, would you be willing to lead a group and get some other school moms involved? She's like, yeah, I would love that. So I think she got 12 or 13 right away. And what's been happening now is they've been meeting weekly. Mm-hmm. She said, is it okay? She said, there's four or five other moms who have heard about this and they want to join. They haven't, you know, registered. I'm like, by all means, bring them in.
Well, that's the thing. The videos are on YouTube. I mean, people can hop into that extent anytime.
That's the thing. If we had a Tuesday night class at 7 o'clock, a lot of people wouldn't be able to make it. But yeah, we say, can you watch this 20-minute video sometime this week? Most people can say, I can do that. And then so when they get in their small groups, they discuss that video that they saw during the week, but they're also sharing God moments that they've had. Mm-hmm. So they're opening up their hearts. They're being vulnerable to the extent that they want to be. And they're also like making plans like, okay, what did I learn this week that I can try to put in practice next week?
Yeah. And so Katie, I think of her as like the master small group facilitator. Mm-hmm. She's very good at asking for those moments, keeping us on track. And one thing with the program is Katie provides small group facilitator training, mm-hmm, for those that are new to it or want to improve in that. Cause it is an art and a little bit of a skill, a science, I would say, to be a small group facilitator. So there's training for that as well. If someone's out there thinking about starting one, but not sure, you know, can walk along with them and help them do that.
And I think the beauty of this too is that we provide the content and the structure.
Yeah.
Really for a parish to take this on, it's really just to maybe have a point person.
Yeah.
Whether that's a staff person or a committed volunteer, and to invite people and to help Katie find small group leaders. And then kind of everything else takes care of itself. So that's one of the reasons why we started this, was to help pastors and adult faith formation leaders to say, here's something that you can just plug into and run with.
Oh, yeah. No, when I meet with pastors, the more it can be that way, the easier it is with all they've got going on. So, you know, we invite you, if you're listening right now and you think, I'd like to bring this to my parish starter group, please reach out to us. We'll have our information in the show notes and get you plugged in. Katie, what would be the ways folks can plug in? We're kind of mid-season in one right now, but season seven?
Six
is coming up soon.
Mm-hmm. Season six will start in January, so people can start watching the website. That'll be in the show notes for checking in registration. But in the meantime, they can always go to Father Burke's YouTube page to pick up the videos and to start watching. Mm-hmm. And our workbook is available online for free. So if they go onto the website and pull up the workbook, they can follow along and jump in on their own just to kind of test it out.
Reminds me what St. Paul said about there is no charge for the gospel. It's free. All these resources are free just to help spread the message of Christ and help people journey in community within his body, the church, and I'll get to heaven one day, right? That's the overall goal. Bishop is always saying, for the salvation of souls.
Yeah.
Well, we've kind of talked about this, but anything else you would like to highlight about how a parish could benefit from BeFormed? Or maybe what are some of the fruits that come out then? Someone gets in BeFormed, the discipleship's happening. What are some fruits you've seen of people's lives being changed through that?
The first thing that comes to my mind is, now as a pastor, I talked it up at a couple Sundays. You know, it was kind of right before registration closed, and we had about 200 people sign up. And what I've seen is this, there's a lot of buzz about BeFormed and the friendships that are forming, and people are feeling more a part of not only their small group, but more a part of the parish. And now as the word spreads, more and more people are saying, you know, when's registration for next season? And somebody in my parish, he stopped me on the sidewalk the other day and he said, Father Burke, BeFormed is working. And I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, my son, who's in college, called me the other night. He had a lot of questions and doubts about the Eucharist. And he said, my small group had just discussed the video on the Eucharist the night before, and I could answer all of his questions, and he seemed satisfied with what I had to share. I thought, that's why we're
doing
this.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Katie, anything come to mind for you?
Was this as far as parishes?
Yeah, right. Benefits to the parish life.
When people come and sit in the pews, or they're a part of a parish and they don't really know anybody, it's hard if you're just coming back and forth and you just sit in the pew and you don't know the people around you. But being a part of a small group will then allow you to get to know a small amount of people better, so that when you go to bigger events, people have a small group to go with, so they feel like they're not just going alone and don't know anybody in the big room.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say too, for pastors who might be listening, it's a great on-ramp for people in their parish. Let's say somebody just comes into the church through RCIA.
Mm, yeah.
Statistically,
they're always looking for what's next after RCIA. Statistically,
they 90-some% drop out after a year. But if we can connect them to a small group where they continue their formation and they feel a part of the community.
So the great thing about the content too, it's fresh every season. And I mean, every week. And actually, a parish I was working close with in Texas had really focused on this question of what next? What now? They would call it what now? Because every program is always asking what's next? What's next? So yes, Be Formed is great because there's always a what's next. It's a great add-on to other things you may be doing. And again, it's Be Formed into who? It's being formed into Christ. It's all about being formed into his image and his likeness. And I know one thing that's also in the workbook is notes for Mass. When you go to Mass, you want to write down about the homily. So it's really built well for parish life.
Yeah, we encourage people to bring their Be Formed workbooks to Mass. And, you know, as we're trying to teach Lectio Divina, helping people become aware of words, phrases, images, some small thing that
sacramental them. Worldview, just God everywhere.
What strikes your heart?
Yeah.
And that's where God is trying to speak to you that day. And it just, their awareness just starts to increase more and more about God's presence in their lives.
It's a beautiful thing right here in our diocese, folks. So again, Be Formed. Check out the next season, but also we're going to link to all the current season's videos, and you can get the old content as well. But a great resource here in our diocese. So thank you, Father Burke. Thank you, Katie, for building this along with an army of others I know over the past year and a half. So any parting words on Be Formed before maybe close with a prayer?
I would just say that if a parish wants to get involved, really highly encourage you to contact us. The only thing that you really need is to provide a small group facilitator to get started. Everything else we'll provide for you.
Yeah, even the training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah, and I give a shout out to Katie and all the work that she does behind the scenes. Everybody that works with her says she's the best, and I would agree with that. And I want to welcome you too, Justin, to the diocese as well.
Thank you. It's great to be here. So, Father Burke, you mind closing us with a prayer?
Sure. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we thank you and praise you for all the gifts that you shower down upon us. We ask you to bless each one of us listening to this. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to become your faithful disciples. Transform our hearts that we may be formed into your image and likeness more and more every day. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Faith into Action podcast of the Diocese of Joliet. If you like what you heard, please share it with others and make sure to subscribe. We plan to have monthly episodes where we continue to share how Catholics are putting their faith into action in the Diocese of Joliet, and you can too. God bless.